This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, greetings, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being, to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place as you listen to The Bright Side every day. You are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 32 years practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may call that a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, if you've got a comment or success story you'd like to share, 844-236-6010 is our number, 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls in our second segment. We have a guest at the bottom of the hour, Dr. Glenn Livingston. He's going to be talking about his book, Never Binge Again. Dr. Livingston is a psychologist and a student of the mind, and he's got some very interesting takes and a very interesting perspective on weight loss and food obsession. I thought it would be appropriate to have him on this holiday season. Most people gain weight. Most people have a much harder time staying on their diets this time of year, so I thought it would be appropriate to have Dr. Livingston on. He'll be on at the bottom of the hour. His book is Never Binge Again. And so we'll get your calls here in our next segment at 844-236-6010. Please check out our Truth Skin Health products. Go to truthtreatments.com. We have three new products out. Actually, I think two right now, new products out, and then the third one will be out here by the end of the week. Our hyaluronic mineral hydrator and our retinol roller, our little roller ball with retinol, salicylic acid, and vitamin C for dabbing on blemishes or also dabbing on dark spots or fine lines and wrinkles. It's a cute little roller ball you can keep in your purse or in your pocket. And that is up at truthtreatments.com. It's also got vitamin C in there and salicylic acid. That's up at truthtreatments.com. And also our new hyaluronic mineral hydrating gel. And there's also special price and free shipping for the next couple of weeks. truthtreatments.com. Don't forget to check out the longevity products at criticalhealthnews.com, pharmacistben.com, or brightsideben.com. And please click on the Join the Team link. If you're an entrepreneur, we'd love to have you on the Bright Side Ben team. And even if you're not, if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price, click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, critical or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for a one-time $25 fee. You can be in business for yourself, or if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price for a one-time $25 fee, you can get your products wholesale. And we'd love to have you on the Bright Side Ben team. Okay, welcome back to the Bright Side. We're talking about probably my favorite thing to talk about when it comes to health and nutrition, my favorite thing to talk about in general, and that's the idea of energy in the body. We don't address this anywhere near enough, but we will be addressing it on this program and in the culture more and more, I believe, as the generations go by and the orthodox, the old generation, passes on. The new generation is going to understand the importance of energy. Kids who are in their 20s and 30s and even teenagers are going to be more responsive to the idea that the world is made of energy, not chemistry. That's really what we're talking about here, is the idea that at the foundational level, we are electrical beings. We are energy beings. We are not chemistry beings. We use chemistry in order to take advantage of electricity, but we don't really respect or understand that at the bottom of it all is the movement of electrons, the movement of pieces of electricity. And the reason why this is important is because we can learn to access electrical energy directly. We don't have to go through chemistry. Or, if we understand it, we can use chemistry more effectively. We can understand how to use our foods and use our supplements more effectively if we understand their electrical nature. Life is energy. Health is energy. Healing is energy. Disease is some kind of disruption in energy, disturbance in energy, or an inability to adjust appropriately. That's really what disease is an inability to adjust to the movement of electrical energy. Usually the body is doing a dance with energy. It's doing an energy dance. When we dance inefficiently because of poor lifestyle choices, almost always, 99% of the time, it's poor lifestyle choices because we just don't know what to do. That's when disease shows up. In the world of medicine, when we talk about energy, or energy medicine, I guess you could call it, more often than not, your doctor will roll his eyes. The mainstream, you will elicit an eye-rolling response almost guaranteed from orthodox mainstream medicine. The idea of energy medicine, just the term, elicits cynicism to orthodox proponents of the modern medical model. But we know that we have CAT scans, and we know we have PET scans. Positron emission. What's a positron? A positron is an anti-electron. It's an anti-particle. Yes, it's about as high-tech and science fiction as you can get. It's about as energy as you can get. And they use PET scans and they use X-rays. We use energy medicine all the time. The placebo effect is energy medicine. Acupuncture is energy medicine. Homeopathy is energy medicine. The relationship between energy and medicine is undeniable. Even the mainstream has to respect it. Modern medicine wants us to believe that... modern medicine itself believes that the body and health are chemical phenomena, or even worse, they're mechanical phenomena. And yes, it's true that mechanics and chemistry play a role, and you can use mechanics and chemistry to manipulate the body. You don't have to go directly to energy, but underneath everything, you're going to find electrical energy. And when I say, by the way, electricity and energy are the same. I'm using those terms synonymously. So if I say energy, sometimes I say electricity, sometimes I say electrical energy, sometimes it's all the same thing, and don't ask me what that thing is. It's some mysterious movement that nobody really understands. In any case, all medicine, even if it looks chemical, is based in energy. All medicine is energy medicine. And the more we learn about energy and how energy works, and the qualities of energy, and how to directly manipulate energy, the healthier we're going to be. We can use nutrition to manipulate energy. We can use movement. We can use Reiki. We can use homeopathy. We can use mind control. We can use meditation. In fact, meditation is one of the all-time great ways to manipulate energy. Get a book called Meditation, Not Medication. Meditation is the best medication. If you really want to be powerful in your body, which we really want to be, if we're going to enjoy our bodies, if we're going to enjoy life, if we're going to be able to access and leverage all the great things about being alive, if we really want to be powerful in the body, we want to leverage or learn to leverage energy directly as possible. Taking supplements, eating correctly, exercise, all the things we hear about in terms of mainstream health, they're all very important and they're all very helpful, but they are secondary. They're one level up from the energy level, which is the foundational level, and it's the most impactful level. Foundation is where you get the most leverage. If you can work at the foundation, you get the most leverage over everything else. The higher up you are on the scale, or the pyramid, if you will, the less leverage you have. So the most foundational, basic aspect or area that you can look at or you can work with is the level of energy / electricity. Bioelectricity is called, by the way, and we're beginning to understand more and more and more about the nature of bioelectricity in the body. And if you are an acupuncturist, you will call it qi. If you're a scientist, you'll call it bioelectricity. Anyway, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're coming back with your phone calls. 844-236-6010 is our number. Right after this on The Bright Side.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls here in just a moment. Bottom of the hour, we've got Glenn Livingston. He is a psychologist. He was the CEO of a multi-million-dollar consulting firm. And he is the author of a very interesting book called Never Binge Again, about reprogramming yourself to be a permanently thin person. And he's got some interesting takes on how our culture induces overeating, how we can lose weight using cognitive strategies, cognitive behavioral therapy strategies. We'll be talking to Dr. Livingston at the bottom of the hour. Please check out our website, truthtreatments.com, for new Truth Treatment products, including our hyaluronic mineral hydrator and our retinol roller. And both are specially priced, and we have free shipping for at least the rest of the year. Go to truthtreatments.com, and don't forget to check out our longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Good morning, Belinda in Florida. How you doing?
Hello.
What's up?
Hello.
Belinda. Yes, ma'am. What's going on?
Oh, no.
Belinda?
Hello? Oh.
Hello, Belinda. How can we help you?
Hello. Yes. My brother have hyperthyroidism. And,
hyper?
Yes, hyper.
Hyper?
Thyroid.
Yes. Go ahead.
And the doctor just suddenly said that he has to go through surgery. Emergency surgery.
Let me give you my take on that. Okay, now if it's an emergency, I don't know what that means, but I wouldn't take one doctor's opinion on whether it's an emergency or not. I don't know if it's an emergency. If it's an emergency, you got to do what you got to do because it's an emergency, and that by definition means that you got to do it. You're going to be, if it's seriously an emergency, he could die without doing it. I don't know if that's the case. But I will tell you this. Doctors take way too many thyroids out of the body. And unless you absolutely 100% have to have your thyroid removed, do not let them go near it. You need your thyroid. Without a thyroid, you will have a very difficult time and almost certainly a shorter longevity. You cannot just take the seriously, critically, and unbelievably important organ out of the body and not suffer the consequences for the rest of your life. It's not possible. Don't let them do it. Now, if it's an emergency, you have to do what you have to do. But if it's not an emergency, life-threatening emergency, then do not do it. Do not even go back to that doctor if he even says that. You understand what I'm saying? If it's an emergency, you got to do what you got to do. But if it's not an emergency, and I wouldn't take a doctor's word for it ever that it's an emergency, I would go to multiple doctors. Having an organ removed from the body is something that needs to be done with as a last resort. I don't care what that organ is, but especially the thyroid, which regulates everything else. That's a master gland. If you have your gallbladder taken out, that's bad enough because that's going to mess up your digestion. If you have your female hormone reproductive system taken out, like a hysterectomy, that's bad enough. That's going to mess up all your hormones. But if you have your thyroid taken out, that's going to screw every single cell in your body up for the rest of his life. You understand what I'm saying? So then you say, what do I do? Well, hyperthyroidism needs to be regarded first and foremost as a sign that the body is in duress, major duress, stress. So you got to calm the body down. And he wants to learn how to calm the body down. Slow, deep, rhythmic breathing is the fastest way to do it. Also, warm water can do it. Muscle relaxation can do it. Now, if he's eating something or he's putting something into the system that is causing that duress, he needs to stop doing that. And that sometimes can happen. The body will go into duress when it becomes toxic, when the blood becomes toxic, especially, and that happens from digestive issues. So you got to correct those. So you got to correct what's causing the duress and then also calm the body down. That's the best strategy. Nutrition is very important as well. I'd be going ketogenic. You want to keep the sugar down as best as possible. Use the Mighty 90 Essential Nutrients. Load up on the Mighty 90 Essential Nutrients. In fact, is he a supplementer? Is he on medication? I mean, what's his lifestyle like?
Thank you so much.
Okay, go ahead.
For being there. Bye.
Thank you, Belinda.
See you always.
God bless you. Thank you, Belinda.
God bless you. Bye.
Okay. Yeah, that's one of my pet peeves is doctors who think it's just routine to take the thyroid out, and there's tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of thyroids removed every year from innocent people by physicians who should know better. Cliff in Ottawa, good morning, buddy.
Yeah, good morning. How are you doing today?
Doing great. What's going on?
Yeah, just an update on my condition, right? Like, as I told you, I withdrew from the medication. Wednesday morning, it'll be, 60 days. And the thing is that what I did find out as I gradually went into withdrawal and stuff, even though I tapered for years, I found out that I probably have complex trauma, which is CPTSD.
Wait a minute. Complex drama?
Trauma. T-R-A.
Oh, trauma. Okay, trauma. I got you. Okay.
Yeah, not really. It's not a great thing to have, but, I figured it out myself. And
Did you have some kind of adverse childhood experience, trauma kind of thing?
That's an understatement. It's not only that, it's prolonged over many years. You know, that's
when your psyche was developing.
Well, yeah, all through that area, let's put it this way, for a long, long time, even throughout my early into my teens and through my early adult years. And
how long did it take you to how old were you when you got over it or started to get over it, I should say?
Never knew I had it even. It was I gradually started to find out I had it, and then I was always having an association with people with PTSD where I work, because I deal with a lot of people that, you know, things that other people see that other people don't. And so I was wondering how I dealt with it, because I always shelved things in my mind. You know, I said, this is not healthy, right? And the medication kept it under control, because it kind of froze my emotions. But when I took away the medication, then the emotions started coming back. And then I realized, I started going online and trying to figure out how to, calm myself down, how to make myself relax.
What'd you do?
I listened to videos and stuff. I did muscle relaxation. Just started going to guided benzodiazepine withdrawal, stuff. I got interested in this English woman. Then I heard this video on PTSD, and she's trying to guide them through it. And then suddenly that did something to me. I started to fall apart when I heard that video. And I said,
have you heard about ASMR? Do you know what
that
is?
No.
Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response.
What does that mean?
Google, YouTube it. It has to do with sounds that put you into not just sounds, but various, even touching and various manipulation to get you into a trance state, to get you into a relaxed state, to either fall asleep or to relax if you're dealing with PTSD. It's called ASMR, Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. Do a YouTube on it, YouTube search on it. I've been meaning to talk about it here, but you might find it very, very interesting, ASMR.
Treating it with cognitive behavioral therapy.
I find that cognitive behavioral therapy, it's difficult to override fundamental emotional kinds of pathologies or breakdowns using just cognition, using the mind, because a lot of stuff is built into the body and accessed through feelings and emotions. Hey, Cliff, I'm out of time. You're always very interesting to talk to. I hope you call back and we can continue this discussion. Got Glenn Livingston coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about Never Binge Again, his book on how to take control of your, quote, food monster, unquote.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We got to get $5 billion for the wall.
Less than a week until the deadline for a government spending bill to be adopted to avert a partial government shutdown. And President Trump is still threatening to let the government shut down if he doesn't get $5 billion for the border wall he's called for. And Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says he's on the president's side.
We need to stand firm and get that done. And I do think, contrary to what Pelosi has said, I do think there are the votes in the House to get that done. I just hope our leadership puts that bill on the floor, the full $5 billion for the wall.
He spoke on Fox and Friends. Former FBI Director James Comey, currently behind closed doors, being questioned again about his handling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation and the early stages of the Russia probe. Comey didn't respond to shouted questions as he arrived on Capitol Hill a short time ago. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time. And we've got 8 years plus of archives. Free, wonderful, idiosyncratic and unique health information at brightsideben.com on the archive page, brightsideben.com. You can purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com. And don't forget to check out our Truth Skin Health products. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, silicone, oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Treatments. Go to truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right. I am very honored to have our next guest on. Dr. Glenn Livingston is a psychologist. He's a specializes in child and family therapy. At least He studied child and family therapy. Now he specializes in binge eating, and he's got a great new book, a very interesting new book, called Never Binge Again, Reprogram Yourself to Think Like a Permanently Thin Person. This is the time of year, as most of you know, when we tend to eat a lot of food. In fact, we tend to binge. So what could be more appropriate than learning how to never binge again? Please welcome to the Bright Side, Dr. Glenn Livingston. Hey, Glenn.
Thank you for having me. It's a delight. I've been looking forward to it.
Thank you so much, and thank you for your very wonderful book, which I highly recommend. Easy to read and got some unique ways of looking at binging. I'm going to jump right in. Tell us about the inner pig. I love that term, the inner pig.
Well, I suppose the thing you need to know about me is that I'm not just a psychologist who worked with eating disorder clients. I had a very serious problem myself for a lot of years, and what finally fixed it for me was understanding that I needed to stop trying to love myself thin, for lack of a better word, because the reptilian brain is really the seat of food addiction. It stimulates this emergency fight-or-flight response, and that's why we keep changing our mind. We think that it's an emergency to have a chocolate bar or a box of Melon Bars or something like that. And
so potential deprivation is considered to be a threat of some kind.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And if you talk to most people who have serious overeating or binging problems, you'll find they also have a serious dieting or fasting problem, too. So they're not just addicted to overeating. They're addicted to the feast and famine cycle. And what I
even
discovered
famine,
is that...
So you're saying famine is actually something that we enjoy somehow, or we crave
well,
famine?
There's a bit of a high associated with it because it's a setup for the binge. What happens is if you signal your body that there's insufficient calories and nutrition available for periods of time, then when suddenly those calories and nutrition do seem available, the body says we better hoard them because you never know when we're going to go through another fasting period. And so that's why the solution to overeating really involves a regular, reliable source of nutrition, you know, day in and day out. That's why you have to have breakfast the day after you binge. If you want to get back on track, you need to signal your body that there's regular, reliable, real nutrition available.
I don't mean to keep interrupting, but you're saying so many interesting things here. Are you saying intermittent fasting somehow can trigger the binge response?
It can. What most people mean by intermittent fasting is, you know, having short windows during the day every day when they do eat. I'm more concerned with the people that are fasting for 2, 3, 7, 10 days at a time.
Uh-huh.
I do have more luck. I do have more success with clients who don't do intermittent fasting. I do find that, you know, the long windows of no eating can stimulate the binge, but I do have a lot of clients also that do it and do just fine. And I'm not a medical doctor, but I know that there are many medical benefits to eating in shorter windows of time and letting your digestive musculature and the rest of your body rest and integrate the healing process. So I don't mean to argue with those at all, but if you're stuck in a pattern where you keep changing your mind about food and you keep eating beyond your best judgment and you're eating a lot quicker than you need to be and you feel disgusted with yourself and you can't seem to stop, then maybe intermittent fasting isn't the right route for that's my opinion.
Is there an overlap between disgust or self-disgust, as you say, and addiction and binging?
Yeah, it's actually kind of interesting. So I recommend separating the constructive versus destructive thoughts in your mind. And part of this is because you need an active defense to overcome the offense that we are all facing. That, you know, I did millions of dollars consulting for big food and big pharma, and I know a lot about what goes on behind the scenes, and there's so much money that goes into engineering these hyper-palatable concentrations of starch and sugar and fat and oil and sodium and excitotoxins. And it's really a super-sized stimulus that evolution has not prepared us for. And
oh, wow. A super-sized stimulus that evolution has not prepared us for. That's a mouthful right there. That's exactly what's happening, isn't it? We're manipulated to eat way more than our bodies have evolved to eat.
Look, there were no potato chips on the savannah.
Yeah.
There you know, there were no bags and boxes and containers of all these cookies and chips, and we just didn't have it. And so there's an artificial stimulation of the pleasure centers, and if you look at the mammalian studies and what, if you look at what happens when you do that, the mammals give up their survival needs. You know, like a starving rat will ignore food, press a lever thousands of times per day if you wire that lever directly to its pleasure system. And a nursing mother rat will ignore her pups to press that lever thousands of times a day. And I don't think anybody's putting electrodes in our brains, but if you can walk out of a McDonald's and see a Burger King across the street, which you can do in most cities today, you got to wonder if there's...
Chemical electrodes. Chemical electrodes. You know, it's interesting you said that because they do studies on rats, and when they find their when they give them cocaine, they'll hit the lever thousands of times to get the cocaine. But if they have an entertaining environment for the rats, like they have wheels and they have toys and they have all the things rats need to be entertained, they're far less likely to hit the button. So hit the lever to get the cocaine. In other words, how much of our addiction has to do with boredom or lack of other things to do, and that includes food addictions?
Well, there's a multitude of factors that influence your desire to binge and your desire to use other addictive substances. And I'm familiar with those studies, and you're absolutely right that a richer, more complex environment is an anti-binge catalyst. That said, I think it can be a little dangerous to focus solely on your environment. It can be a little dangerous to focus on your emotions. I find the most powerful lever we have to press to stop binging is a clarity of focus on what healthy eating actually means to each of us. And I don't think you can just take someone else's definition, because then your inner reptilian brain is going to say, well, that worked for a while, but we're going to have to find some other one. I think you really need to take responsibility for it.
Is that where your food plan comes in? That's where the concept of the food plan comes in.
Yeah. You know, a food plan is a set of food rules that define how you want to be around all of your trouble foods and trigger behaviors, and how you want to be around healthy foods and trigger behaviors. So, you know, maybe I only ever have chocolate on the last calendar weekend.
Okay, so hang on, Doc. We got to take a break, but I think that's the most important part of your book, is this idea that you have to have a plan, you have to have a vision of how you want your food life to look like, and then you have to be able to stick to it. But first you have to have it, and then you stick to it. And I think I said that right. I hope I said that right, Dr. Livingston. But did I say that good? Okay, good. So we'll elaborate when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We're talking to Dr. Glenn Livingston about his book, Never Binge Again. We'll return right after this.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems. The Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250 A, C250 E, C250 Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're talking to Dr. Glenn Livingston about his book, Never Binge Again. Dr. Livingston is a psychologist who specializes in, or trained, I guess, in child and family therapy, but now he specializes in binge behavior. And we learned last segment that binging is related to the reptilian brain. I've always associated with fear of deprivation, but that's a great way of putting it, or a great understanding, Doc, that it's reptilian in nature, because it doesn't really serve our higher, it doesn't serve our higher good, but somehow or another we feel like our survival is at stake if we don't participate in binging. Correct?
That's true.
Okay, yeah, so
it's,
you
it's an activation.
Go ahead.
Go on. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, before we went to break, we were talking about the importance of having a plan, of knowing that there is something called a plan that you can access, and then sticking to it. And I suppose that's what you mean when you say in your book that you can give people control over their eating forever, which is a pretty large claim. How does that relate to this idea of a food plan and sticking to it? And then tell us what would you, just in a nutshell, what are a couple things that people can do this holiday season to take control of binge eating behavior?
Well, if I say that I only ever have chocolate on the last calendar day of the month, then I'm actually throwing a line in the sand, and I know that any thought, feeling, or impulse that suggests that I'll have chocolate on any other day is it's coming from my reptilian brain. So as a shorthand, I call my reptilian brain my inner pig, and I call the things that are on the wrong side of the line, I call them pig slop. And any voice that suggests that I should have it, I call it pig squeal. I never imagined I would be talking about this publicly, by the way. This just happens to be the way that I recovered, and I kept a private journal, and I published it on a whim, and all of a sudden, it had 600,000 readers.
Wow. Because it's so compelling, the inner pig. Your reptilian brain is your inner pig. Any thoughts that tell you to violate your food plan or your higher good is pig squeal. And then pig slop is all the stuff that you do that is against your plan. Is that correct?
Yeah. So if I'm at Starbucks in the middle of the month and I see a big chocolate bar at the counter that's calling to me, and I hear this voice in my head that says, "Oh, Glenn, you worked out hard enough. It doesn't really matter. You can get away with this," or "You can start tomorrow," or, you know, "Chocolate comes from a cocoa bean which grows on a plant, and so therefore it's a vegetable." That's all pig squeal.
Pig squeal.
And I say to myself, I don't want that. My pig does. I don't eat pig slop. I don't let farm animals tell me what to do. And as crude and primitive as that sounds, as ridiculous as it sounds for a sophisticated psychologist like me to say, it gives you those extra microseconds at the moment of impulse to wake up and remember who you are and why you set up this rule in the first place. Who do you want to be around that food or behavior? When you're talking about the holidays, I give people a couple of very specific tips. First of all, if you think about the bullseye that you normally aim for, you know that it has a very specific center and it's got a very specific edge. So it's defined really well and you know when you're on it or off it. But you might want to make an exception for the holiday and define the next rung or two around that target. So then rather than saying either I'm going to try to stay 100% strict and stay on my bullseye for the holiday or saying, well, all bets are off, define very specifically what you want to do on the holiday. So, for example, some of my clients will say, I can have one plate of anything that I want to for the main meal and one plate of anything I want to for the dessert at Christmas dinner. And they know where the edge of that target is, so they know what they're aiming for, and they're eliminating decision-making. It turns out that willpower is very related to decision-making. There are only so many good decisions that we can make over the course of the day. It's like we start out the day with a willpower tank, and we deplete it over the course of... And so...
It's same with decision-making? Is that same true? I've heard that about willpower. Is that also true? We have a decision-making tank that we can run out of and is
full
or not?
Yeah, there are only so many good decisions you make. And it turns out that even non-food decisions can affect your food decisions later. So people have, if you make them do math problems, they're going to have trouble resisting marshmallows afterwards.
Wow, that's amazing. So there's a limited capacity at any given moment for decision-making juice. If you will.
There's only
right?
so much decision-making juice in your brain, yeah.
Yeah, at any given moment. But you can replace that decision-making juice by resting?
You can replace that decision-making juice by resting. You could replace it by meditating. You replace it by sleeping. You can also replace it by eating more healthy food.
Wow. Or so you get more decision-making juice when you eat better.
You get more decision-making juice when you eat better and you manage your blood sugar. Yeah.
Wow. So low blood sugar impacts decision-making juice.
Yes. Yeah. And
keeping your blood sugar stable is a decision-making strategy, or improved decision-making strategy.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. And whenever my clients come to me and say that they ate something that wasn't on their plan or they had a binge and they don't know why, but they just didn't care all of a sudden, we trace back everything that happened in the day, and either they didn't get enough sleep, they didn't have enough nutrition during the day, or they were inundated by things at work, and they just didn't have those extra moments for themselves. And even an extra 5 minutes, like, you know, step outside and go sit in the bathroom stall if you have to for 5 minutes to just think.
Put some more decision-making juice in your system.
Yeah.
Does that explain breakfast danishes and Pop-Tarts and sweets and sugary cereals and such?
I'm not sure.
low blood sugar in the morning hypoglycemia, probably drives
you. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, so I see. That's part of it. Usually, it has more to do with the bad decisions people make in the afternoon and evening. That's why people could eat well all day long and find themselves sitting in the refrigerator at 10 o'clock at night.
I understand. I can totally relate to that too. So that's why you're more prone towards violating your food goals, your food plan later in the day.
Yeah.
So now plan, there's no set food plan, but there's probably themes that all good food plans have, correct?
I don't tell anybody what to eat, but I usually ask people to think about what they can have in unrestricted quantity so they never feel like they're going to starve. I ask people to think about things that they never want to have again, and you don't have to have any of those, but some people, you know, it's worth asking the question. Are there some things for which never would be easier than sometimes? For example, chocolate for me, I just haven't had it in years. I tried six ways this Sunday to come up with rules that would control it, and I just couldn't.
How did you stop?
I realized that I decided to never have it. That's how I stopped.
So you're saying a decision, just simply by making a decision, I mean, that seems too easy. It seems too obvious, I should say. Obviously, make a decision, but if you have a reptilian, your reptilian brain is driving you, or you have low decision-making juice, how does that, it seems like that would supersede a decision.
Well, that was the first step, was to make the decision and come to terms with the fact that I needed to let it go entirely. Then I realized that I needed to make it part of my character. So it wasn't just that I don't eat chocolate, but I was becoming
the type of guy who didn't eat chocolate. You're the type of guy who doesn't eat chocolate. You identify that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm the type of guy that just doesn't eat chocolate, you say to yourself, kind of thing, right?
Yeah. And it's not that I didn't make any mistakes in the beginning, but once I made that decision and I defined that bullseye for myself, then I recognized all of the voices of irrational justification that were swirling around in my head, and I could examine them more closely and dispute them more carefully. And, you know, for example, if I heard a voice in my head that said, you could start tomorrow, it doesn't make a difference, well, I could dispute that because all the research on neuroplasticity says that you're either always extinguishing or reinforcing those pathways.
So if you're not extinguishing it, you're reinforcing it. If you're putting it off till tomorrow, that's reinforcement.
Well, because if I have chocolate today, it's going to be harder to stop tomorrow.
Yeah.
Another way to think of that is that if you're in a hole, the best thing to do is to stop digging.
Right. If you say I'm going to stop digging tomorrow, you're still digging. You're in a deeper hole. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's a very good point.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Yeah. Hey, so listen, this is totally fascinating, Dr. Livingston, but we're out of time. Do you have YouTubes or anything like that that people can look at?
I do. The best place to get me is at neverbingeagain.com and sign up for the reader bonus list. You'll get a free copy of the book in Kindle Nook or PDF format and a bunch of other really helpful things. And you'll get linked over to my YouTube channel and my Facebook forum and all that kind of stuff.
Where do you work out of?
I'm in Fort Lauderdale, Florida now.
And so do you see patients? I have a lot of listeners in Florida.
Oh, you know, I actually do this as coaching and education because I want to be free to say things that are against the best practices of my profession. But yes, I do take people. I do. And I love it.
All right, cool. So the book is Never Binge Again, Dr. Glenn Livingston. You got all kinds of great information, and I learned a few new things today, too, as well. Thank you for being on the show. And hopefully you do really, really well with the book because it really is very, very helpful. Thanks. Thank you very much, Dr.
Appreciate
Livingston.
It.
Okay, well, okay, buddy. Take care. All right, the book is Never Binge Again, Dr. Glenn Livingston. And you can just Google him, Livingston, Livingston, and get his website. And I do recommend the book. Really easy to read. And I guess you get a free copy of it if you just go to the website. All right, that's all we have for today. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Longevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats. We don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Longevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.